This is the Rhythm and News Service of JPR. I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR live session where we get to know artists we admire and hear intimate live performances from the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University. JPR live sessions are made possible with support from the Talent Club. Find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. My guest today is having an eventful 2024. Imogen Clark moved from Australia to Nashville about a month ago and released an album, and since moving to the U.S. has been on the road working the new album. It's called The Art of Getting Through. It just dropped the other day. Imogen Clark, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, congratulations on the new release. You have so much going on, it's kind of hard to know where to start, but let's kind of start with the move. Have you been able to spend much time in Nashville yet?
I was there for a few weeks, but the thing is about Nashville that I am so excited to be living there finally, but I've been going there for about 10 years. The first time I went to Nashville was for the Americana Festival in 2014, and it was so fun, and I just couldn't wait to go back, and I've been going back and forth for so long. So I've spent a lot of time there before actually calling it home. So I'm excited that it's finally my home.
Has there been an adjust? You probably even had time to adjust yet. How's living in America so far?
It's great. And you know, it's like, it is still very surreal because it feels like I'm just on a holiday, you know, at the moment, or I'm on a work trip or whatever. But I've been lucky enough to play some great shows already so far. I had a show within the first week of moving to Nashville. I had a show in Nashville, and then we launched the album in Nashville just a week or so ago. And then, you know, I've launched the record in LA as well. So it's been a jam-packed start to my move, you know.
Right. Yeah. So, well, welcome to the
Thank
USA.
You.
And
Thank
I
you.
Guess you've kind of gotten a crash course in the last couple of weeks on America because you've just driven through and stopped in a bunch of places. Where have you been along the way?
So we left LA after launching the album at Hotel Cafe on Wednesday night. We left LA and we've been in Watsonville, Santa Cruz. We've been in like Santa Rosa. We've been in Carmel. Yesterday we were in Napa. We've just kind of driven all the way up through California and ended up here in Oregon. So it's my first time in Oregon as well. And the scenery is just unreal. Like the drive over the last few days has been so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's just, what a way to get to know your new home country.
So did you guys go up the coast or did you come up the I-5?
We came up the 5, I believe. And it was so gorgeous, all the mountains in the distance, just, you know, truly like, and snow-capped mountains at the start of summer, not something I'm used to in Australia.
Well, good. Well, you're here with your guitar.
Yes.
What'd you like to play for us?
I thought I would be, since you guys have been kind enough to play the title track of my new album, The Art of Getting Through, I thought I would play an acoustic version for you.
Okay.
So here it is. I can't feel which way the wind blows. I don't know what's north or south. I've been walking over mirrors. I've been lost for some time now. And I don't take it all for granted. But I sure wish that I could see why our greatest loves become our greatest defeats. And this is the art of breaking into. This is the art of saying who knew. This is the art of choking on fuel. This is the art of getting through. So I've been shaking in the morning, I've been trembling in the night, wondering if I've got the strength that it takes to be alive. And is there purpose in the mountain? Is it beauty by design? I've come to realize that we need hope to survive. And this is the art of breaking into. This is the art of saying who knew. This is the art of killing the blues. This is the art of getting through. Yeah, this is the art of getting through.
ain't nothing like the movies. It's out of sync and black and white. You're lower than you thought you could be. Then you're higher than a kite. And there's no path of least resistance when you're running down a dream. The war is raging in the distance, and it's calling out for me. This is the art of breaking into. This is the art of saying who knew. This is the art of choking on fuel. This is the art of getting through. Yeah, this is the art of breaking into. This is the art of saying who knew. This is the art.
That's Imogen Clark with the title track to her new album, The Art of Getting Through. She's my guest in a JPR live session. Find more about her at her website, imogenclark.com.au. And you can find that new release streaming all over the place. And where can it be purchased?
Yeah, I mean, really, wherever you get your music, you can find it. You can buy it online at Bandcamp, or you can stream it on any of your streaming services, or you can buy it from my website, imogenclark.com.au. Got to remember the AU.
Yep, that's right. And that, yeah, there, when I was looking up stuff about you, there's an author named Imogen Clark, and that was
yes.
Every once in a while it was a little confusing who I was looking up.
It's really funny. We've actually been in touch. The author Imogen Clark and I have been in touch because it's exactly the same spelling, first and last name. So we do get mixed up sometimes, and people tag me in things that they meant to tag her in. And there's also an Olympic swimmer named Imogen Clark. So
wow.
Very interesting.
you guys should tour as a trio.
We should have like a swimming. It's like going to be like a triathlon.
Yeah.
Swimming, writing, and singing. Yes.
Well, tell us about that song.
So The Art of Getting Through, it's the centerpiece of the whole record. As far as, it's funny because like I wrote that song in 2018. So it's existed for so long, and I was playing it on the road back then, and people kept asking me like, when are you going to release that song? And I was like, oh, it'll be on the next thing and the next thing. But it just never fit on anywhere until now, which is funny because it just kind of, you know, having not fit on anything previously, it now became like the whole center of the record and the title of the record. And it's really just about, you know, the idea that there's so many things that happen to you throughout your life that it's very hard to get a full clean slate in life. You know, it's a fresh start doesn't always exist, but learning how to get through things and, you know, realize that the only way out is through, and that you have to experience something and have the pain of learning those difficult lessons, you know, that's the only way that you can live life and move through it. So that's really what the whole record's about and what that song encompasses.
Yeah. And so there's quite a pedigree on this album. It was recorded in like three continents and in some famed studios. Tell us about how that worked out.
Thanks. Yeah, we went kind of wild with this record. I mean, during COVID, we literally couldn't go anywhere or do anything. So we did the best that we could with the situation, and we recorded remotely, which is the best we could with a hard time. But we did, you know, what we could do now was go the complete opposite direction, and the world opened up, and we went a bit crazy and decided that let's go to some of the most iconic recording studios in the world, where albums that I grew up listening to and albums that made me want to make albums were created. So, you know, we recorded a track at Abbey Road in London, which was, of course, surreal and beautiful. We recorded some stuff at East West in LA. We recorded at Peter Frampton's studio in Nashville. Parts came in from original demos that ended up in the final tracks that had been written in Sydney and Melbourne. So truly a cross-continent sort of pilgrimage of music.
That's nice. And you along the way, you've kind of worked with some cool musicians on the way who helped out with this stuff. And you've done some collaborative stuff with a lot of folks too.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of there's songs on this record that were written by me, by myself. There are songs that are co-written with, you know, artists from, you know, people who are based in Sydney and Melbourne, people who are based in the US. And we've got so many great session musicians came in and played for us. We had the incredible Jim Keltner play drums on a few of these songs. And Jim is, of course, you know, one of the most renowned, respected drummers in rock and roll history.
Yeah.
He came in LA. We had Griffin Goldsmith from my favorite band, Doors. Mm. Griff came in and played drums on a few tracks as well. We also had Gus Seifert, who plays for Lana Del Rey. We truly just had a cast of, you know, these incredible players who we just asked, thinking there's no harm in asking, and they may not want to or be available, but a lot of them said yes.
Right. And that I was really going to ask how you made that work.
Yeah, well, sometimes it was a connection. Sometimes we had a connection through our producer, Mike Bloom, in LA. Sometimes it was, you know, a cold email or a cold call. We had a connection to the beautiful Nate Walcott from Bright Eyes, and Nate arranged the strings that you hear on the album that are real strings that were recorded in LA. So really, it's just like a cast of really inspirational heroes for me. And getting to sort of look at the album credits on the finished record and look at all those people's names alongside songs that I've written sometimes in my bedroom in Sydney by myself is just what a full circle moment.
Yeah, well, congratulations for making that work. That's impressive.
Thank you so much.
You were talking a little bit about the pandemic, and you kind of went through some difficult times in there. There's a song on the album about that. What was going on?
Yeah, sure. So in Australia, we had a lot of government mandated lockdowns, and they closed the borders and such, and it was, you know, it was a really hard time, obviously, for everyone in the world. And in Australia, we certainly felt the effects on the music scene. You know, live music just completely fell apart for a time there, and it took a long time. It still feels like it's feeling the effects of all of that. And because of that, I really felt like I lost a sense of who I was. I'm a real road dog. Like, I love to gig. I'm always on the road. Normally, in any given year, I would be playing, you know, 3 or 4 gigs a week, and I suddenly was just stuck at home. And I think it just took a massive toll on my mental health. And I started to feel like a sense of, like, I'd lost this joy and this sense of self and sense of confidence that I had before. And even when things started opening up again in Australia, I felt like I don't know that I'd ever get that back, and I wouldn't be the person I was before. I would have to find a new version of myself. And there was a bit of grief that went along with that, sort of feeling like I'd had some of my youth stolen from me. And so I wrote this song called The Last of Me. I was totally bawling my eyes out at my keyboard in my apartment in Sydney, and just thinking about this fact that I was like, I'd lost something I couldn't get back. But it became this mantra of saying, you know, you haven't seen the last of me yet. I'm going to, like, crawl my way out of this hole that I feel like I've fallen into, and I'm going to get my strength back and sort of the determination. So I'm so proud of that song. It's actually probably my favorite song that I've ever written. So finally it's out now that the record's out. So
well, yeah, and I noticed that listening to these tunes, there's some raw emotions going through it and some dark stuff, but there's also this sort of hope that comes out of it.
So, thank you.
It was well done in
putting
that together.
Thank you so much.
How about playing another song?
Yeah, let's do it. So I thought maybe what'll be good is if I played this song from the record that has just come out. It's a song I wrote with Steve Poltz in Nashville. Mm. And I love Steve so much. He's so creative.
He's coming through the West Coast in the near future.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. He's constantly touring. He's like me. He loves to be on the road. And Steve and I sat down in Nashville at his place, and I was talking about how, being from Western Sydney, we call people who work in the city, we call them squinters, because they're always driving home into the west of Sydney as the sun's setting in their eyes. So that's a common nickname in Australia, in Western Sydney. And so Steve was like, I love that word. That's so cool. We should write a song about that. And it ended up becoming sort of about how this fever dream that I have of the nightmare of what I think my life could have become if I did what was maybe expected of me growing up in a small town where everyone got married and started popping out babies straight after school and never left their hometown and, you know, sort of what my life could have been if I'd chosen that path instead.
All right. Imogen Clark is my guest in a JPR live session today.
It's so easy to bend time, all my shirts on the clothesline. Now I'm dancing in halftime and I'm wondering, why did I take a left turn? All it gave me was heartburn. You'd think that one day I might learn, but it's thundering outside. Got a soul full of splinters, driving home with the squinters. All the summers are winters in disguise. I like to tell myself lies. Here I am in the drive-thru with a shake and a loose screw. Gotta make some decisions, a side of fries with my provisions. Now I'm stuck in the suburbs, I guess we should've used rubbers. I'm trying not to feel smothered, but I can feel you kick. Got a soul full of splinters, driving home with the squinters. All the summers are winters in disguise. I like to tell myself lies. When I was a girl, I used to dream. Now all I do is sleep. Waking up to the sunrise, in the distance I hear cries. I still like to fantasize about what could have been. Got a soul full of splinters, driving home with the squinters. All my summers are winters in disguise. I like to tell myself lies. I like to tell myself
lies. You're listening to a JPR live session. I'm Dave Jackson, and that was Imogen Clark with a tune called Squinters. It's from her brand new release, The Art of Getting Through. So that's lovely, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
A little bit of humor in there.
Can you hear the Steve Pulse of it all?
Yeah, exactly. So growing up, what was your introduction to music like? What got you turned on to music?
Yeah, so well, when I grew up, my dad has been a musician all my life. You know, he was a musician from age about 16 or 17 and playing in the pub scene in Australia, sort of pub rock and punk sort of scene in the 70s and 80s. And he continued doing that as I grew up, and he then became a high school teacher later. But you know, because of his love of music, and he was a songwriter as well, so I just kind of grew up feeling like that was the normal thing that people did. Like, my dad wrote songs and he played in pubs, and we would go and watch even though we were too young to be there with my mum, you know. And I just thought that was what normal dads did, I guess. And it was just as normal as like having a dad that was a lawyer or a doctor or something. And so I just started picking up instruments. I'm really lucky because my parents weren't pushy, or, you know, there was nothing about them that was, you know, they would have been happy whatever I'd chosen to do. But when I started showing an interest myself in music, my parents were encouraging, and they were like, well, you know, you can use any of the instruments that are here at home, and we'll take you to get singing lessons. And so I did singing lessons in sort of training in opera and musical theatre from 8 to 18, which was an incredible, it was tough, mm-hmm. but it was an incredible introduction to singing for me, because I learned a lot about technique.
Yeah, but I bet you just start off without learning any bad habits if that's what where you start with it, especially at a young age.
Yeah, I also think about this a lot, where I'm so glad that I started at an age, at 8 years old, you don't really have influences. Like, you're so young that you don't really, I didn't listen to music really at 8 years old, apart from the music that my parents had around the house, which was mostly like the Beatles and Martin Sexton and stuff. So that did influence me, but I wasn't listening to any female singer-songwriters at that point. So I didn't like copy anyone's voice, because I didn't know any other. I just sang with the voice that I had that came out of my mouth naturally. And I'm glad about that, because it meant I didn't learn any, like, I just sang exactly how it naturally would come out, which I'm glad that, for that, you know.
Yeah, that was a good way to start out, it sounds like.
Definitely.
I detect kind of a wide range of influences through your past, but it isn't specific to something. So I detect some 80s and 90s influence in there. And the video for The Noise.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So The Noise is a song that ended up in the studio as being this real kind of 80s pop rock situation. And it reminded me in a lot of ways of, like, sort of, it's like modern pop mixed with like classic Bruce Springsteen sort of elements. Mm-hmm. And then I got talking with my beautiful manager, Jeremy, and we would laugh about the fact that I get this a lot, where people tell me I look like Courtney Cox. Mm-hmm. And I don't really see it. I think it might just be the haircut, but I'll take it. It's lovely. But because of that, we started joking about how funny it would be to do like a role reversal Bruce Springsteen Dancing in the Dark music video, where he pulls Courtney Cox up on the stage, except I would be the one on the stage and I would pull someone out of the crowd, and it would sort of be a role reversal. And at first we were just laughing about it, and then we were like, actually, this would be a great music video. We should totally do this. And so like all like cool jokes often turn into real things that are great. And so we ended up making this music video in Sydney, and it was so much fun. I had my band come and like play, and we had like all these extras in a venue called the Oxford Art Factory in Sydney. And it was just such a good time. And we did like sort of shot for shot recreation. Uh-huh. So there are parts where, you know, my guitarist is doing Steve Van Zandt stuff. And you know, I had to watch Springsteen and watch how he does his sort of in that dorky, like, 80s dad dancing, you know, from the era, and try and copy him. So it was like one of the most fun music videos we've ever shot.
If I'm remembering right, you were dressed like Courtney Cox actually was in the video.
Yes, so. I had the same t-shirt on that she has, the same Springsteen t-shirt, which I still wear. I wore it on Wednesday night for my LA show. So it was, yeah, it's great. It's a really fun music video. And I think, you know, I love to pay homage to Springsteen, because he is my god. So
very cool. Well, so you're in a new country. You just dropped an album. You've been touring around. What's next? What's going on this summer?
Well, lots and lots of things in Nashville. So I'll be heading back to Nashville actually this afternoon. And we've got, I'm playing with another artist who's coming to Nashville, playing in the band of another artist, because I like to do that as well as my own stuff. I've got heaps of writing sessions coming up, because even though we've just released a record, of course, I am already thinking about the next one. Also going on tour to the UK this summer, which will be really fun in July. And planning what's next as far as shows here in America. I just want to play everywhere that I can. So that's the plan. Hopefully I'll get to come back here soon.
It seems like just stopping and not doing anything wouldn't work for you.
No, I love that you've picked up on this, that I'm terrible at, I always think I want a holiday or something, and I go, I am not going to do anything for like this 1 week or whatever. And then 2 days into it, I'm like, I'm going crazy. I can't handle this. So yes. So definitely no rest for the wicked.
So Imogen Clark is my guest today in a JPR live session. Let's hear one more. What do you want to finish up with?
Yeah, great. So this song is from, obviously also from the new record. It's called All Hard Feelings. I wrote this with two other Aussies who also live in Nashville now, Sinead Burgess and Blake O'Connor. They're amazing. And I was thinking about the fact that I've never gotten over anything that has ever happened to me in my whole life. I really truly love to hold a grudge, and I don't necessarily think it's a good human trait, but I have embraced it. And we wanted to write like a tongue-in-cheek song about that, kind of like just accepting the fact that maybe you just are very good at holding grudges. So it's called All Hard Feelings.
Say I'm fine, but I'm not doing well. Perpetually overwhelmed. Every cruel thing they ever said. Living rent-free in my head. Building up my emotional debt. I'm the salt, and it's probably my fault that I fall too hard. And I show them my cards, only play their hand when they know I'm all in. Then I line on up and do it all again. I'm going under, singing I'm over it. Fight for the closure, but maybe it don't exist. I love that I don't. Paper cuts down to the bone. Time doesn't ease my mind, 'cause I'm all hard feelings. Lost my mind trying to understand yours, even though I knew what I was in for. Can't remember what I did last week, but I can still hear burnt CD. Hey, it's just another thing on repeat. I'm a mess, I'm a fraud, give you everything I got. Only see what you want, and what you want is a blonde. So I'll put you in my pocket and I'll carry you around with everybody who ever let me down. Paper cuts down to the bone. Time doesn't ease my mind, 'cause I'm all hard feelings. I'm going under, singing I'm over it. Fight for the closure, but maybe it don't exist. I love, but I don't. Paper cuts down to the bone. Time doesn't ease my mind, 'cause I'm all hard feelings, all hard feelings. Say I'm fine, but I'm not doing well.
That's Imogen Clark with All Hard Feelings in a JPR live session. Her brand new album is The Art of Getting Through. You can find more information about her and get that album at Bandcamp, and her website, imogenclark.com.au. AU. And thanks so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. It's gorgeous.
Thank you so much for having me and for all the support of my music. I appreciate that so much.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to America. And I hope you settle in nicely here and wish you success on the album.
Thank you so much.
This JPR Live session is engineered by Dave Young, made possible with support of Talent Club in downtown Talent, offering great live music and cold beverages in a casual atmosphere. Their live music schedule is at talentclublive.com. Find our podcasts at our website, ijpr.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening. I'm Dave Jackson. This is JPR.